This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And today's program will start with a 30-minute recording from a mini DV camera. It's basically the soundtrack of a film which I shot at the Spitz Club in Spitalfields, London, in 2003, a year which sort of coincided or heralded the invasion of Iraq, of course. But this was an event organised by Ed Baxter. Occasionally we hear his voice in between the two tracks, three tracks, in fact. Asking people to clap if they want to hear more, and in fact we do hear more. It's three 10-minute pieces performed by Steve Beresford and Christian Marclay, and I filmed the whole thing sort of from one viewpoint. The sound is a bit raw, but still. I've invited Steve Beresford on. He could have. I asked him to come on today, but he's in fact teaching. But he has hinted that he will be able to come on to a future program. So anyway, we'll start off with this. This is 30 minutes of Christian Marclay and Steve Beresford at the Spitz Club in London. Yeah, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And that was a live recording, actually recorded on a mini DV camera. And we've played that from the camera, in fact. Quite raw sound of a live performance of Christian Marclay and Steve Beresford at the Spitz Club in 2003. And Steve Beresford will possibly come along onto this show sometime in the future. Who knows, perhaps he can perform live in the studio. But he was unavailable today. The film focuses mostly, I must say, on the sort of, what should we call it, the manipulation by Christian Marclay of various vinyl artifacts. I'm not sure if, of course they're records, but one of them was a great big floppy transparent thing with light shining through it, which he sort of flips and flops around and then lifts the arm of the turntable almost vertically, and he's sort of scratching and doing just about everything you can do with vinyl and a turntable without the whole lot basically just breaking up. Excellent. Okay, good stuff there. And, of course, the voice of Ed Baxter, who presumably organised the event, was certainly comparing it. Coming up next is, two sides of a 10-inch vinyl issued by Mark Leckie, who presently has an exhibition. I'm trying to read from my phone here because I can never remember the name of, of this piece, which is at the moment at Tate Britain. Mark Leckie, O Magic Power of Bleakness. And he has transformed Tate Britain's gallery with a life-size replica of a motorway bridge on the M53 motorway on the Wirral, Merseyside, where the artist grew up. So you enter this installation and it is as though you are literally under the motorway where perhaps Mark Leckie spent his formative years. I don't know. It obviously means something. It's of great significance to him. And the first side is a sort of chant, and the words are reproduced on the sleeve. And it starts with, in the name of Gog and Magog and the weird sisters of Albion, in the name of Jacko the Green, Robin Goodfellow and the Transport and General Workers Union, in the name of Trismegistus, the thrice great Hermes, I invoke the names of Barbara Castle, Clement Attlee and Nye Bevan. In the name of the new brutalism and the geometry of fear, I call upon the Astra, the Vectra and the Viva, and so on. Anyway, I'll play both sides of this record and then we'll see how much time is left.
In the name of God and Magog and the weird sisters of Albion, in the name of Jack of the Green, Robin Goodfellow and the Transport and General Workers Union, in the name of Trismegistus, the thrice great Hermes, I invoke the name of Barbara Castle, Clement Attlee and Nye Bevan. In the name of the new brutalism and the geometry of fear, I call upon the Astra, the Vectra, the Beaver. In the name of the ancient Greek, Kubernetes, who begat the power steering system. In all these names, in all the names, I call upon their powers to start a sympathetic vibration and cast out, call out these demons to hold this bridge. Out! Demons, out!
Yeah.
all those bad vibrations, all the super ghouls and ghosts that linger and cling. Out, magic, and out, morbidity. All magic power of bleakness. Out, indwelling spirit, human of the northwest, stagnant entity of dank decades. Out, this hollow resonance, void of holy imminence, reliquary of the 20th century, embalmed in Lucozade. Out, this past, standing in a hole. Shrunken-headed fetish doll, the stain of shame. Shame, shame, shame. Break out of this baleful circuit. Break out, high-functioning fanboy. Great attention to detail. Out, realism. Out, out. Those extremely low frequencies that oscillate below the bridge. Listen, below the bridge. I used to be under the bridge, but now I can cross over. Out! Elf pressure! Hob! Hobgoblin! Out! Alfdruck! Out the Brucker! Out! Metaphor! Made concrete instance! No, concrete instance made metaphor! Out! Being ridden by this bridge! Over and over and over! And over. Over. We'll run along the cracked tarmac once you're gone.
Won't be too long now.
Out! Infantilized giants of yesteryear. Big white barbarian. Low polygon mesh collision. Transmitter of blinderator. Time suspended. Obstacle to New Jerusalem. Out! Cut the cord, is this the place I once adored? It's nothing but an albatross. Get out! You're no great loss. Out! Don't cling to me. No limit tangery. Please cease holding on to me. Out!
Out of my mind. Into this room.
Under the bridge.
Get out!
Because you can't drive forward in the seat of the dead. Out! Bleak spot. This is a bad place after all. Brutal. Out! Lurker. Out! Sneaky skulker. Lying in wait for something smaller. Out! Working class sentimental knick-knack. Memory palace of the underclasses. UK scally lads in cum-stained tracksuits. Cast out this dead load. Precast, reinforced concrete. Slab, block, lump, chunk. Out! Hungry ghost that keeps feeding and feeding and drive you out, demons. Out into a herd of pigs. Out! Cold War bunker. I don't remember a time when there wasn't some kind of emergency down here. Half-life. All the dead souls. All of Northern souls. Then in the 1980s, 70s, 60s.
Wait and check. Millennium bug. Still haven't got over you.
This nostalgic condition. Metropolis of my mind.
Out!
Tetraethyl. Lead petrol. Your taste in my mouth.
Like blood.
Out! Fallen colossus. A post-war consensus. Down on your hands and knees. Struck with paralysis.
First off, I'll fucking blast. And quacky, plazzy scouse. Giving it down to banks. I'll fucking burst you. Burst out!
Out!
Yes, apologies for the expletives at the end of that track. They came up sort of unawares. Okay, I'm just going to turn this disc over now. That's Mark Leckie from, well, it sort of accompanies the installation presently showing at Tate Britain, the title of which has escaped me yet again, Oh Magic Power of Bleakness. So an installation, and as I was just saying to Sarah, it's best to start sort of on the hour. The thing sort of, you enter the installation, which looks like the underside of the M53 motorway, and a series of films starts at either 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, if you want to get the whole caboodle. And it's that 10-inch LP is called Exorcism of the Bridge at Eastham Rake, written by Mark Leckie. What else? Additional drums and percussion, Ian Button and Hugh Wilkinson, etc. And yes, there we are. So that was both sides of that 10-inch. And next, towards the end of the programme, music by a Belgian artist, Joris van der Mortel, composition Thomas de Prince, called Field Recordings of My Own Environment, performed by Spectra.
Thank you. Thank you.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.